Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
I heartily endorse this event or product.
Fakeheads, what time is it?
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Jeff Lutz.
Soak it in, boys and girls.
I know, so weird, but you know the heart wants what the heart wants.
And Jason Duda.
Soak it in.
Stop it! You people are supposed to be funny and wacky.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Here we go. Ready.
Matt, Mike, we're on the air.
Come on, Mike.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I didn't know.
Thanks for the warning. Thanks for the warning, Max.
Santa comes in, and here you go. Presents everywhere.
Hey, but you can continue exactly what you're saying. We're joined by Mike Furches. We're talking pop culture. I never got your email. We're going to go see that movie at some point.
I sent it to you, but it just must not come through.
Do you know my email address? I sent it to you.
It's jlutz something or other at
Jeff
Gmail.
Jeff D. Lutz.
Yeah.
But there's numbers in it, so don't send. Nobody send email to Jeff D. Lutz anything.
Big movie week.
What is it?
Well, tonight. Well, this week they kind of started off early as Bonhoeffer, who was a theologian noted for his attempt to kill Hitler during World War II, and which was ironic because he was a pacifist. If you can imagine a pacifist, but with the attempt to Hitler,
Hitler's a different.
It's a different category. But that started this week, so I'm going to see that tonight. Tomorrow night, I'm really excited. I'm going to see Gladiator 2 on the big screen.
Well, that should be. I saw
Gladiator 1.
Gladiator
Denzel,
1 was good.
Case closed.
It was.
This will be better.
Gladiator 1 was good.
What's
that? Do they need the sequel to Gladiator?
It's kind of hard to tell. It looks good. I'll say that.
Is it a sequel or just like a different story?
I think it's being billed as a sequel.
Yeah.
It's how it's being billed. But it looks good. With the new CGI stuff and all the things that they're doing, it actually looks
Denzel.
Really good. And Denzel.
That's the only thing.
That's Denzel.
The selling point.
No. Are you not entertained?
If you want me to see a movie, Denzel done.
And then this week is tomorrow night also is the open. Well, I say tomorrow night. For those that don't know, Thursday nights are generally the opening nights for most new releases. Although they bill it that the opening nights are not until Friday, but they're actually on Thursday. They're kind of like sneak
previews. Don't tell everybody that, Mike. They'll start
know.
To show up movies on Thursdays.
Well, I want
you'll be crowded out.
I want people to go to the movies. But also opening up tomorrow night is The New Wicked. And that looks actually quite good as well. And it looks like they've changed the play production storyline a little bit, which I'm glad about. But the special effects and so forth on that, especially with just having the Wizard of Oz celebration that we had, it's a prime time to open up that movie as well. So there's a bunch of others coming out
as well.
What about
Moana 2? That's next week, right?
Yeah. But I think Moana 2 will not do as well as either Wicked or Gladiator.
Hmm.
We'll see.
What's going on with The Rock?
You too.
He's Mr. like persona non grata almost.
Well, he's in the red one.
No one saw it. Well, and knowing the people who saw it didn't like it.
Well, they don't know what they're talking about. I loved it. I thought it was really good, and I really enjoyed it. It's not a it's the way I described it, it's a comic book version of a Marvel comic or DC comic book with overtones of 007 and creatures from Star Wars. And
what?
it's not for little kids.
That's what it looked like to me. It's a very good premise. I feel like just from the previews, they may have taken it too far.
Well, J.K. Simmons, an Academy Award-winning actor, is in it. The Rock's in it. And I think it's better than some people are giving it credit for. The folks at the theater when I was there that saw it last week, they loved it. And that's kind of what's showing up on Rotten Tomatoes. The critics, it's got like a score of 30-something. And with fans, it's like 90-something. So it's one of those movies that the critics hate. And you're not going to read good critical reviews. That's why I don't consider myself a critic. I watch movies for fun and for enjoyment. And I think the people in the theater enjoyed it. And it was really kind of quite fun because I went dressed up as Santa Claus and my wife went dressed up as Mrs. Claus. And
so you just went out in your regular clothes.
Yeah. And then for an hour after the movie, we had people coming up wanting to take pictures. And almost all adults wanting to take pictures and talking to us about stuff. So it was a lot of fun.
You know what? I just had a revelation.
Uh-oh.
What The Rock needs to do to get people back? He needs to play a serious but tender role. He needs to change his image a little bit, and to change his image off screen, he has to change his image on screen. He needs to go try to win an Oscar.
I like The Rock, but I don't know if that's possible.
I don't know that it is either, but I'd like to see him try.
Yeah, I'd like to see him try. Maybe he has tried. I just haven't heard of it. I haven't heard of it for a reason.
I don't think if he does that, does a role like that, that anybody could take it too serious is a problem.
Yeah. It's too late?
I think it's way too late for him to play a role like that.
But I would question his success in doing it, though.
Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
Uncut Gems, Punch Drunk Love, people like
Punch Drunk Love was, but they were never, I don't think, as big as his comedic roles.
No, but he was acclaimed, right, for those roles. Critics loved it. He did a good job.
But who gives a crit about critics whenever, most of it, like the Rex Reeds of the world and so forth.
But if you're now recognized as a great actor instead of just a one-note guy, Adam Sandler can only do comedies, Rock can only be in action movies, then you change the game a little bit. You flip the script, Mike.
And Ric Flair can only go, woo, but I still kind of like the guy. You know?
Right, but The Rock has become a little bit of a stay-away guy for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Because he pees in bottles and gives them to production assistants and is 8 hours late.
I like to see him try, but I don't know if it'd be any good. I just don't know. He's fun at what he does. I wouldn't say he's a great actor, though.
He's not, but what if he was? What if it's been in there this whole time?
And maybe you can raise up the $45 million for a salary to give him a chance at doing it.
I'll see what I can do. I'll start a GoFundMe. Dudes, you got anything?
I don't know. What, are you watching anything right now? We're talking in the break.
Yellowstone. The new series with Billy Bob Thornton. Bob and I had a little bit of a disagreement on Yellowstone. I think Yellowstone's going to be just fine.
So do I.
Beth is ruthless, man. She is the one ruthless. I would not want to get her on my bad side.
No.
And her brother has her on his bad side. And the other thing is don't sleep in Texas out in the wild if you hadn't checked for rattlesnakes.
Yeah, that was good. I've watched the two that have been out, and they're good. Have you watched Landman?
I've watched the first episode.
Now, there's only one out.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to get hooked on that.
Billy Bob Thornton, oil tycoon kind of in Texas and kind of has to deal with the drug cartel.
And oil and like gas.
And oil and gas rights.
I don't know. The first one got me, so I'm going to be – I'll watch it.
But Billy Bob – I watched an interview with him today. He's sitting there with I can't remember the name of the actress – and she asked him if he's wearing women's jeans. He says, well, yeah, but they fit better. Yeah, I've got real skinny legs like chickens, and they make me look better. he's a character. Billy Bob is a character.
But he's a good actor.
I got to interview him a long time ago, and one of my favorite interviews I ever did because he is nothing like what some people expect him to be. And I think he's not just a good actor. I think he's a great actor. And I love Billy Bob and about everything. And his band is not a bad band either. They're a fairly good band. They were just, in fact, I think they were in Wellington here just a week or so ago.
Nice. Are you watching Matlock? I forgot.
Oh, yeah. Kathy Bates.
Some of the argument. You heard it in the first segment. Yeah. The secondary storyline sucks.
No, it doesn't.
It's garbage.
No, it's not.
It's trash.
Only because you don't like classic movies. I'm with Jason on this one.
Well, then explain yourself.
I like the homage to the old story, to the old Andy Griffith show, or the old Matlock show. And then
is that an homage? I didn't watch a lot of Matlock.
And then kind of overtones as well to Andy Griffith show with Barney, some of the things that's been said. And she's just – it's a great actress. I think it's one of those, Jeff, to give you a little bit of credit, we'll see how the second season goes. And by the way, I wish they'd quit doing that garbage and go back to showing the full season without having to give us a three-month break over the course of the winter to wait, wonder what happens next.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Just finish it off and then do something the next year. Like, come on.
I think they'll lose audience members because of that.
Well, I wasn't happy High Potential. Jeff and I were talking about that, too, which we watch, and it's gone until January again.
What's that?
Is Matlock taking a break, too?
Yeah.
What?
I know.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
That's absolute garbage.
I don't like it.
And what, February? What, two and a half, like 3 months? It's crazy. It's just, why are they too lazy to put a whole season of episodes together?
Oh, this is even worse. It's on again in 2 weeks and then not on until January 30th.
It's not on for 2 weeks?
The next episode is December, well, I guess maybe,
So they're not even having one tomorrow, Matlock.
I don't think
they're
so.
They're skipping the 21st and the 28th. And then, it's back December
5th. Thanksgiving, I get, but.
It's back December 5th, and December 12th is the mid-season finale.
Was it As Good As It Gets where Kathy Bates did the nude scene coming out of the hot tub?
Yeah, I believe that's correct.
What does Kathy Bates and Billy Bob Thornton have in common?
There was also.
Tell us, Max. I'd like to know the answer to that one.
They both were on Big
movie
Bang
did
Theory.
Did you play that crazy woman in?
Oh, Misery.
Misery, yeah.
Oh, and with what's his name that was in there? Got his legs.
James Caan.
Yeah, James Caan.
That's painful.
That was in. Was he Slapshot?
She was so good in that. Oh, like, man, just
did she win the Academy Award for that? For Best
Well, I hope so, because she had me scared just when they put her on the screen. She's just walking or doing anything. Yeah.
And then if you have the American Horror Story,
hold
she's
on.
Been in
here's
that
what's
too.
Gonna happen. I thought you were going to the next.
Go ahead.
Show, but here's what's gonna happen on Matlock, because. Her in infiltrating this law firm and trying to take at least one person down, but yet every week we see the fellow lawyers fighting for people, advocating for people, advocating for justice, rooting, you know, pulling for the underdog, fighting for the underdog. So they're going to take down the other guy, Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, that's who's going
and
down.
And then they have to form some kind of an alliance because these characters are too likable for Kathy Bates, who's not really that likable. Especially in the dumb other garbage secondary storyline.
What are you talking
about? Which is trash.
Are you what happened to you today?
He's
lost
it. You're gone. He's lost it, Jason.
It's bad.
It's not bad. I think it's great.
I think it keeps the show going to a large extent. But the thing is, we already know who the villain is. I think we know with almost absolute certainty that it's Bridges.
Yeah, it's Jeff Bridges.
Yeah. And
Beau Bridges, sorry.
But we'll see what happens. There has to be something to give it a hope for another season, and I think that's probably it, what we're seeing on the secondary storyline.
Yeah, to some extent, we have to.
With those characters.
Well, what else?
Not a whole lot. It's just it's a busy time of year for me, but there's good movies. Because
what do you got going on?
I get to work 2 months a year so I can take vacations.
That's exciting.
And it gets real busy next week because it's Thanksgiving, and what I heard is that Santa Claus is at Cabela's.
Really?
And they have perceptions of what it is. I had a 93-year-old man come in the other day.
Sat on Santa's
lap? Sit in your lap?
No, he was in a wheelchair. So, he served in Korea, served at the North Pole in Alaska.
Ooh.
And then right after him was two young soldiers that came in from McConnell. And I'll just say it, what a blessing it is to get to meet people like that have served our country.
What do they talk about with Santa?
Well, they just about when they were kids.
Really?
About when they were kids and how much they enjoyed Christmas and things like that. And it's just for the soldiers, we spoke about, you know, their service and all kinds of things along those natures and how much of a joy they had in doing it. And it was just you know, a guy 93 in a wheelchair, barely able to get on. We don't have many of those left, those soldiers of that age.
Not a lot.
And to get to speak to them about what it was like and what they did, but then right after them, I have a little kid, a little girl that comes in. People think it's always, oh, it's so wonderful to be Santa Claus. Then a little girl comes in and she says, Santa, I would like for my mom and daddy to quit fighting so we could live together again for Christmas.
Oh,
yeah, that's
and it's heartbreaking. Sometimes.
I bet you get a lot of that.
I get at least one a night.
Yeah,
at least one a night. And but there's always. So far this year, Wichita kids are phenomenal. Parents in Wichita, you've done a great job at raising your children. They're polite. They're courteous. I've not had anybody ask for an iPhone this year or things of that nature. They just, you know, I want peace and love and kindness. I have a lot of confidence in our youth. I really do. Our youth, our parents are doing a good job, and our youth are going to make
this a lot better. I think everyone is always hopeful of the youth. It's when they become adults that's when we got to worry about them.
Yeah, but right now there's hope. I mean, there is seriously hope with those kids. And, you know, Jeff, you got kids that are in college now. Jason, you got one that's going to be going to school soon. And it's important to love your kids. And I think that's the main thing that kids want is to be loved. It's not the stuff that they want. They want family. And
speaking of loving your kids, who do you think should get the cat?
I think Jeff should get the cat.
Oh, he thinks I should get the cat.
That's actually loving your kid because of the responsibility and also the welfare of the cat. Not that she would do a bad job, but it's already formulated itself to you, and it's a part of the family already, and it's adjusted.
My thoughts exactly.
So, great minds think alike, Jeff.
As always. Duda was on the fence. Max was kind of on the fence.
No, Jason was just playing devil's advocate.
I told you my very first time when we first talked, I think it should stay at home.
Okay.
I think it should stay. But I was playing devil's advocate. And
he asked you to.
I know he didn't. Then he's like, well, why did you – but you said this.
I wanted you to.
But then you did. And then you were mad that I was doing it.
You kind of took it a little too far.
Well, because it made sense. That's why.
It may have made sense, but it wasn't your true opinion. So you need to go back.
I told you my true opinion to start with.
What's Max's verdict on the cat?
I wasn't going to jump off the devil's advocate.
I told you, not in a dorm.
Yeah.
Okay. But should it be hers after that?
That's up on you.
Depends.
I disagree with that. If you're going to have the cat at the house, he's going to be there for 6 months, can't move the cat. Yeah. I don't agree with that with any animal. Because they're supposed to be comfortable. Now they got to find it's brand new to them again.
And I'm actually disappointed in you, Jeff, on another subject.
What happened?
I am too. I don't know what it is, but I agree with Mike.
Biggest pop culture story of the day, 77. Happy birthday, Joe Walsh.
Oh, yeah, we didn't discuss that yet. That's on me. Joe Walsh, it's his birthday. Can we get Joe Walsh taking us to break, perhaps?
We're going to break already?
We're getting
there. Hey, we were talking during the break. You said you were watching something on Peacock.
The Manson murders. Ian Manson, he had audio conversations, hundreds of hours with the guy, and the guys released the audio and they're talking about it. And basically, it's the Manson story with Manson telling a story. There's a lot of stuff. I've studied Manson because my degree is in abnormal psychology, so you have to kind of study Manson and people like that. And there's things I'm learning about Manson I didn't know in the docuseries. But it's on Peacock. It just came out this week. If you're interested in that kind of thing, it's well worth watching. And he certainly deserved what he got. But we were talking about how the prosecuting attorney had the book planned, writing the book before the trial ever went to trial. And things of that
nature. He was writing a book?
He hadn't started writing it yet, but he had made the plans and made the contracts with the publishing company.
Really?
Before it ever went to trial, yeah. Check it out. It's on Peacock. If you're into that kind of stuff, not everyone is. Bob and I spoke about
it
just a little bit.
I find it interesting, that stuff. That's why I was asking you. I'm going to ask you about, I'm sure you've seen it. Did you ever watch Blackbird?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was unbelievable.
It's crazy story.
Crazy. Yeah. Some of that stuff, and I'm just with you with that. I find that stuff fascinating. Yeah.
You're the best, Mike. We appreciate it.
I'm not the best. Bob's the best, but he's not here.
Oh, my God.
You're right.
Yeah,
you're
you can leave now. After that comment, you're out. Go on.
Love you guys.
Get out of here.
A tragic ending.
Can't believe I just kicked Santa Claus out of here, but I did.
You gone.
You guys take care. Love you guys out there listening, too.
See you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. We will come back after a little Indian summer. No, this is a life of illusion. I get those confused. They're both great. Stay with us. We got Gunta, the WWE World Heavyweight Champion, coming up next. It's Bob and Jeff on KFH.
Mm-hmm. Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
WWE Monday Night Raw will be at Intrust Bank Arena on Monday, December 9th. You'll get to see all the stars. We have one of them right now. Gunther joins us from World Wrestling Entertainment. Gunther, hello. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
You bet. So you're on a roll. You had a very long run as Intercontinental Champion. You've been the WWE World Champion, World Heavyweight Champion. You've got a match coming up at Survivor Series War Games against Damian Priest. We're all looking forward to that match. He seems to be trying to get into your head. Is that easily done?
Well, usually not, but I'm not really used to losing that often. And obviously the match against Cody was a loss. And if you're always successful, might be a little bit harder to deal with that than for others, but happens to the best, so we'll see.
How much fun is it to work with a guy like Damian Priest? I mean, he's a little bit older, but he hasn't necessarily been in a top spot for very long. He was also a World Heavyweight Champion at one time. You guys kind of elevate each other just by being in each other's presence and working with each other. How enjoyable is that for you?
I would always think like the best matchups in wrestling are always when two people have very big differences in like everything, their appearance, their style. I think that's what makes it different and enjoyable for the audience. I mean, that's what matters the most. And I think, yeah, Priest is a very good case with that. I think we're very different. Like, appearance-wise, we're very different. In that ring, we're very different. How we talk is very different. So, yeah, I think that's what makes it interesting. And, yeah, let's see how it goes going into it. We still have a few weeks left till Survivor Series, and there's still some more time to get that match built up and hyped up.
We're talking with Gunther, the World Heavyweight Champion, WWE. He'll be in Wichita coming up on Monday, December 9th at Intrust Bank Arena, Monday Night Raw, live here in our city. So it seems like every match you have is great.
And I think we give you a lot of credit for that. But you had a match with Sheamus. Where was that held back in 2022 that was match of the year, according to a lot of people? And it's just, you and Sheamus have kind of remind me of each other because you're both brutes. You're both very tough. Just take us back to that match and working with a guy like Sheamus who's been in WWE for so long. How much did you gain from wrestling him?
Yeah, I think Sheamus was like a really good opponent for me at that time because, he could match my style, basically. Like, he's a very physical guy himself, and that's what made me stand out all the time before WWE, and like, it was a good chance to get in there with him and really showcase my style, and he was perfect for that because I felt like for him it was too. He finally was in with somebody that fully embraced that, and Sheamus is all, like, I guess Sheamus is really known for always bringing a good match to the audience and always has great energy in the ring and really pushes the action. And I think we both really benefited from wrestling each other that night.
So you've, over the last several years or so, you got yourself into really incredible shape. Was that something where you felt like once you had your look down that now you were ready to take off? Or was that a complete metamorphosis? Did you feel like you had to get better on the mic? Did you feel like you had to get better in the ring? Or was it just one thing and you felt like you could be now in the position that you are?
No, I grew into that all organically, I would say. Promos and in-ring segments and stuff like that, that's nothing that really happened elsewhere besides WWE, so it was never like a real part of my career, and it was also nothing I always ever, like, I don't know, I wouldn't be, before in the indies, I wouldn't push for that. It's like, hey, I need some time on the mic or something like that. Like, I was always very focused on what's happening in the ring, but obviously in that position in WWE, and when I joined, I joined WWE to get in the ring with the best and to get in the top spot in WWE. Talking on the microphone is maybe a more critical thing than even the wrestling is. And so I had to adapt to that. So, but I would say it was a process and, just grow into the position that I wanted to be in.
Talking with Gunther from WWE, you were born and raised in Austria. You became a wrestling fan at a young age. I'm impressed, having read about you a little bit. Tell us the journey to learn English, because I think maybe from what I read, you had some difficulty early on with that. But once you got around American wrestlers, that really helped you learn the language. Just take us through that. How difficult was that?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, it wasn't that as well. It wasn't really difficult per se because it's like it was a process over time because you got in touch with more English-speaking people. Like, I mean, we all learn English at school here, obviously, but it's a difference between school English and the real-world English, I would say. And the most crucial part is learning a language is actually having the chance to speak it and exercise it. And that's what helped me the most. And I guess over the years, it just picked up, and now I feel very confident in it.
When did you realize that the company was really behind you? You know, you were Intercontinental Champion for a really long time, and some people never get out of that level. Some people, it takes them a year or two after that to get to a top spot and top of the car, but you were ready immediately after the Intercontinental title reign. So was that something that you kind of realized in the middle of that you would be elevating pretty soon afterwards?
I felt ready for that step in the midst of being the Intercontinental Champion. And that run was a very good test, so to say, if I can get into that position. And I always done well with high-pressure situation and situations where there's a lot of responsibility on me. That's where I really thrive, and I would say in life in general. And yeah, I feel like in the course of that, I really felt myself that I belong there and I'm ready for that.
All right, another question for you. We're speaking with Gunther again, Monday Night Raw. We'll be in Wichita the 9th of December at Intrust Bank Arena, and Gunther will face Damian Priest for the World Heavyweight Championship at Survivor Series War Games on November 30th. So Raw's getting ready to make the transition over to Netflix. What are your thoughts on that? How does that affect the talent in WWE? How much are you anticipating that? And is it exciting for you?
I mean, of course it is. Sometimes it's like hard because you are very focused on your own career the whole time, and a lot of things happen very fast. So it's sometimes hard to look forward at the things that are going to happen, if that makes sense for me personally. I'm very focused on what's at hand for me, and right now it is Damian Priest and Survivor Series. And then we'll see, get through that, and I'm ready for whatever is next.
So real quick, I would never have imagined that I'd be speaking with you, so I have to ask you. I've heard you as Gunther, I've heard you as Gunther, obviously Gunta, I think is maybe your preferred, and in general, but we're supposed to say ring general. Am I allowed to say Gunta and in general, or since I'm just an English speaker?
No, you're not allowed that.
Can I not say that?
No, everybody's allowed to pronounce or say it how they want to.
Okay. That works.
That's what we'll go with. We'll just whatever comes in our brain. Really a pleasure talking with you, Gunther. We appreciate your time. I think I'm a almost 70-year-old man, but I've followed wrestling since I was a kid too, and you've had an incredible run here. You're very deserving of it, and I know you want another shot at Cody Rhodes, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, so Cody eliminated me out of the Rumble twice, and I would say it came kind of like out of nowhere that we had that match in Saudi recently. If it wouldn't be for that special occasion, that wouldn't have happened because we're on different brands. But yeah, I'm not done with Cody Rhodes for sure.
There you go. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you very much. Have a good day. Thanks for having me.
IHOP is the official breakfast partner of Xbox. And why wouldn't they be?
Of Xbox.
How many times have you gotten done eating pancakes and said, man, Call of Duty sounds great right now?
I don't know.
Probably every time.
For me, no. I was never a big video game guy.
Never?
As a kid, a little bit. Mario Brothers, Donkey Kong,
Double
way
dribble?
Back in the day.
Double
no.
Dribble?
No.
Baseball Stars?
No.
Bases Loaded?
No.
Rad Racer?
No, never heard of it.
Oh, you didn't play Rad Racer?
Never heard of it.
I'm going to play Rad Racer.
I was probably done playing video games at about 11. Then I kind of didn't play them anymore.
It's probably about 25 for me. I want to play Rad Racer right now.
Right now?
Yeah, I'm going to play.
That's embarrassing.
Start
That's
game.
literally embarrassing. Why like, I feel bad for you right
rad
now.
Rad Racer was rad. How do you press start? What's,
yeah,
what button
okay,
is start?
Obviously you're pretty good. You don't even know how to start the game.
Well, there's no start button on a computer.
Well, then why are you even trying to play it? Especially when you're doing a radio
press
show.
Press A.
I'm going to play Rad Racer. I'm Jeff. Thanks.
How is A not A? What are you supposed to do here?
Well, this is painful.
B?
This is just painful.
If you knew Rad Racer, you'd be trying to figure this out, too.
I would not.
If
I can
you
honestly,
knew Rad Racer, you
I can
would.
Say right now I would not.
Because you never played Rad Racer.
I did not.
So what button is A? Oh, hold on. A is X.
Well, that makes sense. This sounds like a really smart game.
B is Z.
A is X. B is C. That makes
B
a lot.
Z.
This is unbelievable.
How do you go? There Oof. We go. Oh, I'm zooming now.
Why?
This game's crazy.
Why?
You got to slow down sometimes. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm live streaming Rad Racer.
Well, if anybody really wants to, while you're driving, that's a great idea. Live stream watching Jeff play this game.
Is that are we on live stream right now? We should be for this.
No, we probably shouldn't. Okay. In all seriousness, we shouldn't.
You never played Rad Racer.
Nope.
So what do you know?
I know nothing.
I didn't crash.
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, I did.
That's good.
It's not my favorite level, the first one, but it's still pretty cool.
Well, when you go home, you can play a little bit more.
Man, you've never played those driving games?
No.
It's crazy.
No, I didn't.
I wish I had.
Never got into that stuff.
Can you get Rad Racer on Nintendo? We have sort of a Nintendo.
You have sort of a Nintendo.
It's like a mini.
What's a sort of Nintendo? This is all painful.
I think all the games are
I have that,
preloaded.
Jeff. The little, it's, yeah, I got that. My sister got it at, she used to go to a casino and they were giving them away free.
See, here's a,
I got it. Got like 600 games.
This is what I'm going to do when I go
home.
I'm going to watch this Rad Racer playthrough on YouTube, 27 minutes. This is a guy playing Rad Racer.
You're going to watch.
That's how much I love Rad Racer.
You're going to go watch, spend a half an hour watching some dude play Rad Racer.
Not even some dude play it, some dude who did play it.
So
it's
just video
on the internet. He already did it. It's not even live. I'm just going to go watch Rad Racer.
That sounds exciting. Like literally that almost put me to sleep.
It did?
Like I just hit a wall and it's because you're talking about Rad Racer. I've hit a wall.
Have I told you about the time I nearly electrocuted myself?
No, but I'm kind of curious about this one.
I didn't know. This is dumb. This is, but I've never told anyone this.
Oh, this, okay. Well, now I'm interested.
Because it's so stupid. And it's insane.
Okay. How old were you?
7.
Okay, so you're under Bob's care.
No, I was at my mom's house this
Okay,
night.
So you're not. So
but
Bob's
I
out.
Was under nobody's care. It was late night. It was overnight. And I didn't almost electrocute. I mean, I almost did because the electrocute, I don't know how close I was to dying, but for some reason I was up playing video games, you know, and they have the adapter and they have the end that plugs into the,
yeah,
to the console. And that console is where the electricity goes, right?
Okay.
From that little circle thing that fits in.
Gotcha.
Right? So for some reason I put the end with the electricity, I put it on my tongue, and it shocked me real bad. And I only did it about 7 or 8 other times after that.
What?
I've never told anyone that.
Well,
but why did I do that?
There's a reason. I don't know why.
Do you think I could have died?
Well,
do you think I'm messed up now because of that?
I think so.
There's like part of me that's electric still.
Isn't the messed up part that you did it like 7 or 8 more times? Like,
I
did
know.
You enjoy this?
I don't know if I enjoyed it. I was just so fascinated by it.
So let's try it again.
You know, usually rats, once they get shocked a couple times with the cheese,
yeah,
they're
done.
It didn't feel good. I want to dispel. Don't try it at home. Okay. It did not feel good. But there was a fascination that made me, at age 7, or whatever it was pre, I wasn't 10, I probably wasn't 9, so I was around 7, just kept
so
doing it.
So was this something you did when your parents weren't around?
This or was the only time I ever did it.
Well, I thought you said you did it 7, 8 times.
No, like at the same time.
Oh, you just kept doing it?
Yes.
That's just idiotic. Isn't that the definition of insanity right there?
Well, if he's only 7, give him a break.
Well, what? No.
Why?
Like, why?
Give me a break.
Well, did it hurt?
Of course it hurt.
So you just kept doing it.
I didn't completely get it. Right?
How did... What? You didn't get it.
But it was like, can I do this again? It was like, almost I was like daring myself to do it. Right? And you don't turn down a dare.
Especially to yourself by yourself
you
with nobody around. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
you
can't.
What kind of a wimp will you look like if you turn down a dare from yourself?
It's like Bob playing basketball alone. His best ball.
Yeah, making 53s all in a row.
These were my best shocks, the ones I did alone.
I don't know if that was good for you.
It wasn't.
I don't think it was.
Well, do you think it affected anything long term?
Obviously it has, yes.
It has.
Yes.
Clearly, but what are the signs?
Things are coming full circle all of a sudden in Jeff's world.
Everything makes sense now?
Well, the picture is starting to get painted a little bit. Let's just go there.
Well, that's certainly a big part of the picture.
Oh, obviously it is. That was missing.
Medical trauma, it affects you one way or another.
That you did to yourself over and over again.
Yeah, not smart.
No, not one of your best days.
But I did never
days.
Do it again, though, after that night. That was the only time.
Well, after 7 or 8 times, you'd think probably, now this is probably not smart. Was your tongue burnt?
No, it was just like zapped. It was a pretty good zap, too.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, do you think that could have killed me?
No.
Like at age 7?
No.
They probably account for that, right? Some kid's going to put this in his mouth.
Probably.
We can't.
Probably got
it.
A picture of you in the definition as they're writing it out.
Yes. Warning.
Warning. Don't be this kid. Please never do this.
Because, you know, they only write warnings for things people have done before.
Oh, right? Jeff. That's just, I feel bad for you. That's crazy.
It was a long time ago. It was the 80s. A lot of people were doing weird stuff.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were. That was your dad.
What did he say?
Well, the Rad Racer thing, he sent a thing said make him stop. I was trying, Bob. I think I
Why
got him off
I
that.
Why can't I just be myself on
but
this show?
What? Nobody wants to hear about you playing Rad Racer
there
during the
lot
show.
There are a people out there who
there
played Rad Racer.
There is not a lot of people out there. There might be a lot of people that play it, but they don't want to hear about you playing it and you don't even know the keys. Like, no. Ridiculous.
Well, sorry.
That's all
right. My deepest apologies.
Your electric
who
shock,
was offended.
Your electric shock thing was good.
Thank you. I like that.
I can't say that I did any of that stuff as a kid.
I was just, as my dad likes to say, hearkening back, even though that's not the correct
hearkening?
Usage of the term.
Okay. Well,
you
don't I don't understand
back,
it.
You hark back, but that's okay. I was just hearkening back to my time as a Nintendo guy. And Rad Racer was one of the games.
The only game I ever played with Nintendo was Mario Brothers. That's it.
Mario Brothers we played. Donkey Kong. When Super Mario Brothers 2 came out, we certainly jumped on that. But you can't recapture what was the original. Then you moved on to a Sega or Game Gear. Then a Sega Genesis. At one point, a Sega Dreamcast. Then here comes the PlayStation. Then your various forms of the PlayStation, and then here comes your Xbox and your various Xboxes. That's where we are today.
Confusing.
It's a lot.
It's too much.
Do you have anything to close it out today?
I got nothing.
Did you think we had a successful show?
When don't we?
Seriously, when don't we? I thought we hit everything. We hit everything. College football playoff rankings came out last night.
They were the same, basically.
Well, BYU dropped all the way down.
Well, obviously.
They don't like the Big 12 in this college football playoff.
Yeah, but they beat each other up, so no one's going to have
but
a great record.
No one is good enough to claim supremacy in that conference because they don't beat each other up. They all lose to garbage teams. It's not like the top teams are losing to the top teams.
Well, BYU had a chance, and then they lose at home to KU, who was 3-6 at the time.
Right, like K-State.
The Big 12 is not going. I can see why they don't like them, because what is there to like? When you actually look at it, what's there to like?
There's nothing to like.
No, there isn't.
Colorado, you like still, but because they haven't sullied themselves. But what if they lose to KU?
Well, that's exactly, and they very well could. KU's playing pretty good ball.
Exactly.
Colorado has going for it is they got Deion Sanders, they got Shakir, and they got
Shadur,
and they got the Travis Hunter kid.
Yeah, so, they have other people, though. They do,
but those are the people that people talk about. So It keeps them in the news. It keeps them in the now. But if they lose to KU, then what?
Then you got BYU and somebody else playing in the conference championship.
And game. So then one of them get in, whoever wins it? Is that how it works or no?
Well, yes.
That's what I thought.
The top five conference champions are
automatically in.
Yes. But in this ranking, Boise State out of the Mountain West jumped over BYU. And the fifth,
I thought they were still 12. They were 12 the week before.
BYU?
No, Boise.
Boise was fourth in this ranking. So the top four conference champions get the bye, but the fifth best conference champion isn't automatically the 5 seed. Then they rank them from
after
5
that,
to 12.
Gotcha.
So there you have it.
Well, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen, but when it comes to football, look, the Big 12 is not that strong.
It isn't. And we got to
just be honest.
Thanks, everyone, for listening today. Joe Posnanski, Mike Furches, and Guntha were our guests. We will talk to you tomorrow. It's a 3-man booth. We can't wait. Looking forward to it. Later.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.